So if it looks too good or sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. That old saying is mostly true in occasions when people are being solicited, either over the telephone or through mail, on the internet. Buyer beware, caveat emptor, you know, all sorts of things. There is a telephone fraud that's going around right now where senior citizens are called. The individual who calls them on the telephone identifies himself or herself as a grandchild, not by name, but just as a grandchild, and says that they need money sent to them, usually by Western Union or some other wire transfer, so they can get out of jail. This fraud is going around across North America, and police departments and the media are trying to do what they can to educate folks to make sure, and again, caveat emptor, beware of what you hear and check it out thoroughly. Those snakes in the grass that are out there that like to take advantage of the elderly will continue to do so as long as they think they can make a buck. And I call on the governments and those in power, especially the judges and those in the system, to punish those that are caught doing this, so there's actually a deterrent for some. Putting someone on probation for taking advantage of an elderly person financially is just a slap in the face. That's all it is. It's nothing. The victim sometimes loses their life savings, and the criminal will go on to victimize again. So again, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. If it looks too good to be true or sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And if you get a call from a relative saying that they need money for bail, and it's an exorbitant amount of money, or it just doesn't sound right, check with a relative or check with your local police, because there is a huge telephone fraud scam going on right now, and we have to protect not only the young people, but the older people, too. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.